Hey, mamas. It's Krista Noel, founder of The Intuitive Divorce. And I just feel called to pop in here and to share something with you that was really powerful that we shared yesterday in class. It's a poem that has meant a lot to me in my life. I think I discovered this really as a young woman, and I had no idea how relevant it would be throughout all the chapters and all the experiences and all the events and all the feelings and all the evolution of my life. And I just wanted to be with you today and share this with you. Hi there, mamas. Welcome to the Intuitive Divorce Podcast. I'm Krista Noel, certified divorce coach and creator of the Best Self Intuitive Divorce, a game-changing program that transforms the experience and outcomes of divorce one mother at a time. I call it divorcing differently. I'm here each week bringing you a quick message to support, inspire, and empower you to achieve the outcomes you want for yourself and your kids. So let's dive into today's episode. This is just a quick invitation to have you come in and sit with me for just a couple of minutes. And I'm also going to encourage you, if you possibly can, go and find a place where you can just sit for maybe 5 minutes and close your eyes and listen to this. And let me read something to you. It is actually a poem by Portia Nelson, and it's called Autobiography in Five Chapters. So I'm going to start by just saying, if you can, ground your feet, close your eyes, and just sit with me and hear these words and pay attention to how your body feels and what comes up. Autobiography in five chapters. Chapter one. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I'm lost. I am hopeless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter two. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. But it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter three. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it's there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter four. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter five. I walk down another street. Let's just breathe that in for a second. I walk down another street. You know, in divorce or in any life adversity, we can get stuck in our heads. And when we get stuck in our heads and we get stuck in our thoughts, we keep repeating the same thing over and over again. And we walk down the same street and we fall into the same hole and we have the same reaction. And it's easy to see how that happens. So I just want to leave you with a little nugget of support during this really difficult moment of divorce where you are feeling so vulnerable and uncertain and anxious and maybe filled with stress, maybe filled with grief, maybe sorrow, maybe rage, maybe all of it. Regardless, the game board of your life has been tipped over. But guess what? Even in this state of disempowerment, the one thing that you can take agency over is your thoughts. So I'm inviting you to pay attention to how you are feeling, what is coming up, what is repeating over and over. And is there a place in your life where you can walk down a new street? You stand at the precipice of change and choice. And there are a lot of things you don't control, But what you do control is creating capacity for yourself to heal, to ground yourself, to take care of yourself and support yourself through this divorce so that you can support your children, so that you can support the tough conversations, the big decisions, and your nervous system, and you, mama, because you matter. So I want you to know that there are things that you can control. And it starts with how you're going to show up and how you're going to take care of yourself. And I am just wrapping my big, fierce mama bear arms around you and hoping that you can lean into some of this self-reflection and self-awareness and allow yourself to be worthy to receive and to make a different choice and allow yourself to think a different thought and to create a new chapter and to be a new you. That is walking down another street. So I'm just going to leave you with that beautiful sentiment today. And again, autobiography in 5 chapters. Walk down another street, mama. Thanks for listening to today's episode, but more importantly, for making this time for yourself. If you're a professional, independent mother facing off with divorce, struggling with your emotions, worried about your kids and your future, and want a better way to navigate it all, I've got 2 ways to completely change the trajectory of your divorce and your life starting today. The first is our free divorce workshop. In this training, you'll learn the 3 steps to get off the emotional roller coaster and take control of your divorce so you can save time, money, and heartache for you and your family. Simply go to intuitivedivorce.com/workshop. And the second way is to book a free strategy call with our team, where we'll dive into your situation, your struggles, what you really want, and outline a path to get you there. For a short video and the booking link, go to intuitivedivorce.com/call. Check it out, and I'll see you inside. Now I have a favor to ask you, Mama. If you enjoyed this conversation and were inspired in your own divorce, please subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss future juicy talks. And I'd be so grateful if you'd leave a review so together we can help other mamas walking in the same shoes.